You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? All well, I hope. Hope you had an absolutely wonderful weekend, and you're still with us out there getting ready for your Monday. Yes, it's come around again. I tell you what, it's quite amazing, really, because it's already the 17th of April. We're sort of over halfway through. What happened? Let's take a look. It is the 17th of April. It is Monday. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3. Cool FM, of course. Smoothest place on your radio dial. And let me see, have we got any birthdays today? There's quite a long one, which I want to go through a little bit later on, because I'm sure you'll enjoy that. Why not? Okay. Karen Blixen was born on this day. We're going to go to the year 1885. A Danish author and best known for the book Out of Africa, her account of living in Kenya. And one of her stories, Babette's Feast, both of which have been adapted into highly acclaimed Academy Award-winning motion pictures. So, yeah, Karen Blixen, have you seen that movie? It's extremely good.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Started off this morning with Erasure and Sometimes, which was, by the way, was it the fourth single overall, and that was off of their album, which was called The Circus. So Erasure bring us in there, and that was 1986. Followed on as Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and that brought us, for me, up to date at any rate. That was released in November of 2010. And that was Sister Marie Says.
Dutch kids hot balloons in the parking lot. The gold notches illuminate the business park. I eat myself to death, feed the corporate machine. I watch the movies, recite every line and scene. God bless America and all of its allies. I'm not the first to live with wool over my eyes. I am so blissfully unaware of everything. Kids in Gaza are bombed and I'm just out of it. The tensions of the world are rising higher. We're probably due another war with all desire. I'm not smart enough to change a thing. I have no answers, only questions. Don't you ask for things. Oh, I still respond to the
There we go, yes, hypersonic missiles. Got plenty of time for those, haven't we? It's a bit too close for comfort when it's the news, isn't it? That was a song that was written and performed by Sam Fender from over there in the UK and produced by Bramwell Bronte for him. It was released as a digital download initially, and that was on the 5th of March of 2019 by Polydor. And the fifth single from his debut studio album, which had the same name, Hypersonic Missiles. It peaked at number 48 in the UK singles chart, the song, and Hypersonic Missiles was voted hottest record of the year back in 2019 by BBC Radio 1 listeners. And that's brought us time-wise. We are 15 minutes right now, almost exactly, just about 10 seconds to go after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. There we go. In you get. Get the old water sorted out. Come on. A bit hot. Yeah, there we go. Add some cold. There we go. A little bit of mumbo jumbo. This is Mucho Mambo and the version of Sway. Tell you what, we've been to turn the water off, haven't we? Turn it on to start with. There we go, that was Shaft and Mucho Mambo. The version of Sway, which is really cool. Time, about 19 minutes. There you go. I knew you'd get there in the end. Off you go to wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning. It's a lovely Monday morning, by the way. Looking out the studio window, the sun is shining. Anyway, how was your weekend? Did you have a great weekend? I did. It was quite a busy weekend and really good fun, really. Met quite a lot of people. Get back to them in a little while. And a couple of quick good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou and to Renee out there. It's Monday, doing housework. But they sent me some amazing... I get a good travel log, you know, everything going on in Greece over here. So I'll talk about that a little bit later on. Of course, we're checking in with Ingrid and with Yasmin today. And with Ingrid, see how life is in the countryside. Although she's not in the countryside, though. She's up in Estados Unidos, isn't she? Up in the United States, looking after the family. Right then, it's you, me, and it's Music Monday. It always is, isn't it? So it's you, me, and the music going right through until, 10 this morning, if you can hang around. If not, don't worry. There we go. That was called Staring at the Sun. Don't do that unless you've got sunglasses on. Right, we are 23 and a half minutes. The hour is at 7 o'clock. We're making our way down to the bottom of the hour. Usual bits and pieces, of course, as always. In around about 6 or 7 minutes' time, we'll take a look at some of the international news and the international news headlines. Top of the hour, 8 and 9 o'clock, we'll be looking at some of the local news as well. Of course, there are sort of everyday events, aren't they? They're the things that keep me busy. Trip into suburbia with the Pet Shop Boys there, and it was a remixed and released as a fourth single from the duo's debut studio album, would you believe? Police, Police is what it was called, the album. That was back in 1986, became the band's second UK top 10 entry, peaking at number 8. Suburbia has drawn comparisons to the theme from ALF, which coincidentally premiered the day that the song was released. And time on the Breakfast Show, we're just 28 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicago? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp, that is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Ballet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Ballet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Ballet Motors.
Absolutely good advice for you. I tell you what, I've got a little bit more of good advice for you. Now, funny enough, with my HP printer, it told me to take out the cartridge the other day. And this is one that has, you know, refillable ink. So you basically had to reset it. And it all did well. But did you know that a printer usually just lasts 3 to 4 years? But when you use poor quality supplies, its lifespan can decrease to 1 or 2 years. Don't fall into the low price trap and use original ink and toner. Very important. And get in touch with DataServe to schedule an assessment of your printer and supply needs. Get your supplies periodically delivered straight to you. And much more as well. Now you can contact them, DataServe, at DataServe Panama. And schedule, that's Instagram, at DataServePanama. Schedule an appointment. All right, don't get it all checked out. You'd be surprised how much we rely on these printers, isn't it? Absolutely amazing stuff. Right then.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Let us take a look, shall we, some of the international news this morning and some of the business headlines as well. Outspoken Kremlin critic, this is Vladimir Kara Mursa, was jailed for a quarter of a century. It's 25 years. This was by a Moscow court on Monday, the harshest sentence of its kind since Russia invaded Ukraine, after being found guilty of treason and other offences which he have denied. Now, Kara Mursa, 41 years of age, a father of three, and an opposition politician who holds Russian and British passports, spent years speaking out against President Vladimir Putin and lobbied Western governments to impose sanctions on Russia and individual Russians for purported human rights violations. At least 4 people were killed and 28 wounded in a shooting that erupted during a late-night sweet 16 birthday celebration at a dance studio in the small town of Dadeville in Alabama, state police and local news media said on Sunday. Now, some of the injured were critically wounded during the shooting in east central Alabama, about 60 miles, that's 100 kilometers northeast of the state capital of Montgomery, authorities said, and there was no official word of what led to the gun violence. Unilateral action on trade by European Union member states is unacceptable, the bloc's executive said on Sunday. This was after Poland and Hungary announced bans on grain and other food imports from Ukraine to protect their local agricultural sectors. After the invasion, the Russian invasion, blocked some Black Sea ports, large quantities of Russian grain, which is cheaper than that produced in the European Union, ended up staying in central European states due to logistical bottlenecks, hitting prices and sales for local farmers. China condemns US sanctions on Chinese firms and individuals over their alleged involvement in fentanyl trade. and has lodged representations with Washington, the Chinese foreign minister said on Monday. China, in the spirit of humanitarianism, has been trying to help the U.S. as best it can, spokesperson Wang Wenbin told a regular news briefing. Wang said repeated moves by the United States to impose sanctions seriously undermines bilateral cooperation in drug control. At least 11 people died on Sunday after suffering from sunstroke. This was at an event attended by India's Home Minister on the outskirts of Mumbai, the Chief Minister of Maharashtra State has said. Hundreds of thousands of people attended an award function on Sunday afternoon where the Federal Home Minister, Amit Shah, presented an award to a well-known social activist on the outskirts of the country's financial capital of Mumbai in Maharashtra. Tesla's Shanghai family workers took to social media to appeal to Elon Musk and the Chinese public after being told at the weekend about cuts to their performance bonuses, according to online posts and employees who spoke to Reuters. Vietnam's electric vehicle maker VinFast said on Monday it had shipped a second batch of 1,879 longer-range VF8 sport utility vehicles as it seeks to expand its foothold in overseas markets. And the French carmaker Renault is reviewing its pricing policies of electric cars worldwide to ensure that it stays competitive after a wave of price cuts by US rival Tesla, Inc., a top executive said on Monday. An experimental mRNA cancer vaccine developed by Moderna, Inc. and Merck & Co. cut the risk of death or reoccurrence of the most deadly skin cancer by 44%. This is compared with Merck's immunotherapy Keytruda alone. U.S. researchers reported at a medical meeting on Sunday. Now, the findings suggest that adding a personalized cancer vaccine based on the mRNA technology to Keytruda, which revs up the immune response, could prolong the time patients have to have without reoccurrence or death, said Dr. Jeffrey Weber of the NYU Langone Perlmutter Cancer Center, who presented the findings. European shares inched up on Monday as investors remained optimistic about US corporate earnings this week, while awaiting more economic data to assess the health of Eurozone economies. The pan-European Stoxx 600 index inched up 0.1% after hitting its highest in over a year last week, while the blue-chip Stoxx 50 index hit a 22-year peak. Rate-sensitive technology shares fell 1.2%, tracking overnight losses on Wall Street, while banking shares, which were the biggest gainers on Friday, fell 0.3%. Oil prices were steady on Monday as investors eyed Chinese economic data for signs of demand recovery in the world's second-largest oil consumer. Brent crude futures were down 13 cents to $86.18 a barrel. That was at 10:18 GMT, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was at $82.33 a barrel. That was down 19 cents. So there we go. There's our quick look this morning at some of the items in the international news for you here on The Breakfast Show.
Thank you.
Oh, there we go. Yes, it's nice to know, isn't it? Just about sums us all up on a Monday, doesn't it? Yes, I'm alive. Only just, it is Monday. Let's say a very good morning to Jessica. Good morning to Jessica. She drops in line. She says, I'm here as well. And let's take a look. So, Mary Lou was with us bright today. She always sort of wishes me a good morning as I sort of start getting set up in the mornings. So, a very good morning to Mary Lou. And she says it should take me about a weekend. She says, I had a great weekend. My couple's son and his wife came to visit, and we went to El Valle. Weather was excellent, and we had fun at the Mariposaria. That's, oh yes, all the butterflies they got there. Isn't that great? Also went to the Nispero Zoo, and there were many beautiful birds. Good day, everybody. And you asked if we could play a piece of music for you this morning. You had a beautiful day. You asked if we could play Laughter in the Rain, and that's from Mr. Neil Sedaka. Go, yes, strawberries. That's what we're going to be talking about next. We'll get to that in a minute. But that's Neil Sedaka and Laughter in the Rain. That's from Mary Lou this morning. Yeah, I've got strawberries on my mind. We've got a nice little sort of chat in here. All this amazing information from Athens in Greece that we get from Renee and Rick out there. They had a great time out there. I'm going to come to that in a quick moment, because I just want to tell you a little bit. I had a great weekend. It was one of those weekends that was quite busy, but great fun. Got to meet a lot of good people. Went to a vet. Actually, by the way, on Saturday morning, what we did, we took Lala to the vet. Yes, to Paquita. Paquita Reyes, she's over there in the sort of San Miguelito area, over by the all the schools over there. Until I know where I am, Waze had to take me there. So yeah, it was lovely to see Paquita again on Friday. She sort of gave Lala a check over and clipped her wings for us so she can't get away. Now we can take the chains off. So anyway, nice to see Paquita. Then in the evening, on Saturday evening, we went to a very, very enjoyable event. That was at the Palacio Bolivar in Casco there, which is right next to the beautiful square and the church. We went there, and we were treated to a wonderful evening, and they had a small quartet or quintet of violins and cello. They were excellent, and they were playing music by Mozart, which was very, very special. And I said, give a shout out to Carmen, Carmen Canales, and Miguel Canales as well, sitting with us at the table. And it was quite funny. Carmen came up to me and said, can you do your radio voice? So there, I'm doing it for you now, Carmen, all right? Lovely. So it's lovely. It's a really great evening. So big thanks, thanks for that. And let me see then, Sunday. What we did, a good lady was doing a lot of work around the house. But this evening, remember, we've got Paul Dixon from the UK. He's been over here in Panama for a good few weeks now with his good lady, Maria. And we went out last night and had dinner with them. We went for a curry. And we found this little hole in the wall. It's the Taj Mahal, if you've been there yet. And we had a great night. About 10 of us, I think, in the end. But I met some very interesting people. In the presence of captains, I can tell you that. Captain Aurelio Dutari, very good morning to him. He was there with his family. And also Captain Orlando was there as well. Captain Orlando Aliard. So it was a wonderful evening. Enjoyed it very, very much indeed. So big thanks for that. I'm going to take a piece of music. This isn't one that's been requested, but I thought I'd play it as a lead up to Renee this morning. There we go, yes, of the Beatles there, and Strawberry Fields Forever. You'll understand why in a few minutes. Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. Today is, well, they've had a long weekend. Was it 4 days? It's good. We're on the tail end of our 4-day Greek Orthodox Easter weekend. Enjoying it very much. Said I got a feel of what it will be like when Rick retires. Practicing. It's a great idea. And she said, and then it goes on to say, clean the house today, as I usually do on Monday. I put the dogs outside, while cleaning. Rick still managed to get back in. And they're starting to think I might need to send the dogs and husband outside when I clean house. We drove to, a marathon, Greece, on Saturday, where the first ever marathon took place. Hence the title. Good marathon. And there was a nice museum with many displays of Olympic marathons over the years. And yesterday was Orthodox Easter. We walked the neighbourhood and learned, heard lots of gatherings of people chatting and laughing and the sound of Greek music. And the smells of barbecue filled the neighbourhood. Great fun. Nobody invited you. This was... Very fun experience for Renee and Rick there, because they're all settling in quite nicely. You asked if I could play two in a row for you. I will do that after this, but we've played Strawberries Are Forever by the Beatles, because local strawberries are amazing, and only €3.5 for a large basket of them. Did you have to go and pick your own or not? Because over in the UK, what we used to have, they used to have strawberry picking, and you'd go out, you'd take a pummet, and you'd fill them up with strawberries, go and pick your own. By the way, Rick opted to lay on the bed and nap while I cleaned. Very wise. Absolutely. I tried to do the same, but it doesn't work. And we mentioned Lala. I'll tell you a little story about Lala, the parrots and the wings, because it was really quite interesting. I learned something yesterday, and it was a good reason not to try and do things yourself if you don't understand them. So, yep, it sounds like a lot of good weekending all around. I think it was. Two in a row. Both from America. Starting with this one, of course, Ventura Highway. And then, They Kill. That's the wrong one. Horse with No Name. I was thinking of that other one. Remember, they kill horses, don't they? But this one's still alive, but has no name. After Ventura Highway.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. Gonna go, I know. Highway in the sunshine,
all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Go. That's the Arthur Baker remix of a song called Wonderful Life by the band Hurts. Well, I say band, they're an English musical duo formed in Manchester back in 2009, consisting of Theo Hutchcraft, the singer, and multi instrumentalist Adam Anderson. They remind me so much of a modern day Pet Shop Boys, actually. And so that's the remix. I must admit, the remix is okay. But I really do like the original. I'll dig that one out as well and play that one morning. Right, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way to 22 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. I think it's time we we'll see if we can find Ingrid, shall we?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Good morning, Florida. It's raining here. It's raining men. Hallelujah. It's not raining men, but it is raining. Boy, oh boy, what a storm last night. That was the most beautiful lightning storm I ever saw. I didn't need lights to drive home. All those lights flashing across the sky, left and right, there was as many horizontal as there were vertical. It was amazing. And outside, it's still raining. Boy, they can use the rain here because I noticed some of the ponds were down a wee bit. So it's good to know that the rain is coming, filling up those ponds, getting the water. The green grass is going to grow. Whew! Well, it's been an exciting weekend. I hope you all had a good weekend. It's going to get more exciting. Tomorrow, the sister goes on her viaje. She is going to Lima, Peru to go to the Machu Picchu. Oh, she's going to take steps and look for them llama llamas. Yeah, she's going to take a picture of the llama llama llama, ba llama llama llama. Yep, she's going to be a busy girl, and I hope she has a grand time. I had hoped to go with her, but things turn out differently for our lifetime, so hey. Instead, I'm here with the parental units. I'm going to be making sure they are well-watered and well-fed, and everything goes well with them. So, I got my little computadora set up. I'm ready to go to work. I got a client who called me from Dubai and said, "Hey, I need your help." And I said, "Hey, it's the middle of the night. I'll do it in the morning." He said, "Hey, that's okay." So that's what we're going to do. In the middle of the morning, we're going to set it up. All right, so it's going to be a good day today. I can tell you that right now. I'm looking forward to how it's going to spin out. All right. You guys be safe. Drive carefully. I know it's probably not raining there. It's not season yet. And I have a grand day. And back to you in the studio.
And there we go, Ingrid, there's our weather forecast here in Panama. That's the weather, girls, there, and it's raining men. We are 27 minutes, and that's after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're here on The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. I tell you what, I was rummaging around the internet, and I came across this story. I like this. If you're going to rob something, hey, you might as well make a good job of it. 2 million dimes worth $200,000 were stolen from a Philadelphia truck. Police say approximately 2 million dimes, or the equivalent of $200,000, was stolen from a tractor trailer in a parking lot of the Philadelphia Mills shopping mall complex in northeast Philadelphia. This was on Thursday morning. I mean, the thing I find quite a bit is trying to launder it. You've got $200,000 in dimes. How are you gonna get rid of them? Oh dear, oh dear. You can't go in and buy a car with a wheelbarrow full of dimes. Oh well. Good luck with that one.
Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it rain. Against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's gone. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, bricks rivered and lined. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Khaki suits, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee Doodle Dum. Half a million boots, they went slogging through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your friend, buddy. Can you spare?
There we go. Yes, Mr. Tom Jones and brother, can you spare a dime? Sure, mate. It's 2 million of them. I said, I'm going to look at what must they be thinking? So they've got this truck trailer there with 2 million dimes in it. Love it. And Renee sends a nice little gif on that one. Let me see. Just to remind you about a couple of things, of course. Our friends at H&R Block. Now, they do more, of course, than get you ready for tax season. And I love this line. We'll help you celebrate it. We're saying, ooh, yippee! It's tax time. Well, don't worry, they'll take the headaches out of it. Starting with your choice of filing virtually or in person, you'll always know the price throughout your tax prep with our upfront transparent pricing. And they've got tax professionals there averaging 10 years of experience. Now, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at their WhatsApp. That's on 6674-1037. 6674-1037. Or our Instagram, which is at HRBlockPTY. Got that? At HRBlockPTY. That's the Instagram. Now, we're printing all the time, aren't we? As mentioned earlier, we do take it a little bit for granted, don't we? Well, there's something you can do. If you have problems, sometimes you have problems connecting with these things, don't you? Well, if you want to say goodbye to any connection issues you've got with your printer, print, scan and share to your printer with HP Smart App at any place and time. Go to dspma.com, that's dataservepanama.com, dspma.com, and check out the promotions that DataServe has on HP printers. Some with installation, configuration and maintenance included. So remember, dspma.com. DataServe Panama, go along and check them out. They'll help you out if you've got any issues with your printing. We are making our way down to 26 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news today, we do have it again for you at the top of the hour. We'll be checking in with Yasmin in the last hour, see if we've got any people born on this day in the world of music as well.
Yeah.
David Grant together with Jackie Graham, and could it be I'm falling in love? It's time to say a very good morning to Felipe. Good morning to you, Felipe. It says, good morning, dear friend. Best wishes to you and your team. Just for a change, could you please play Sur le ciel de Paris from Zaz? We played something from Jazz. She loves it. It's great. I love her. Anytime. Warm regards and cheers.
Sur le ciel de Paris s'envole une chanson. Est née d'aujourd'hui dans le cœur d'un garçon. Sur le ciel de Paris marche des amoureux. Leur bonheur se construit sur un air fait pour eux. Sous le pont de Bercy, un philosophe assis, deux musiciens, quelques badauds, puis des gens par milliers. Sous le ciel de Paris, jusqu'aux phares vont chanter l'hymne d'un peuple épris de sa vieille cité. Près de Notre-Dame, parfois couvre un drame. Rumer sa paname, tout peut s'arranger. Quelques rayons de ciel d'été, l'accordéon d'un marinier, l'espoir fleurit au ciel de Paris. Le ciel de Paris.
With Jerry D.
Dream on, dream away. I think I'm gonna have to stay forever. I adore mi amor. Yeah. I adore mi amor.
there we go. Yes, quite a bit of France in this morning, aren't we? There we go. That is Colour Me Bad and I Adore Me and More, following on from that great request from Felipe this morning, coming from Zaz. Z-A-Z is how you spell her name. So simple as that. Sur le ciel de Paris. Beautiful song. Right, now, I mentioned earlier on Saturday morning, we took a trip over to San Miguelito. That was fun. And we went to see our vet. She's moved from Clayton. If you remember, Paquita used to be at Clayton. She's moved over that area now. A lot busier for her, which is nice. And it was good to see her, and because we wanted to have Lala, her wings clipped. And, you know, sometimes, oh, well, you know, you just chop it off at the end. But it's not as easy as that. And in fact, when I was Paquita, when she clipped the wings, she clipped them right from sort of the beginning, and she pointed out, now this is very important because I never knew this, and if it's something you say, oh yeah, I can do that, that's easy. Firstly, try dealing with a struggling parrot. But she pointed out, said, you see this one, this feather here, never cut that one. The reason is, you can see it's the stem is thicker than the others, and this one feeds the blood. You can see it's blue. And that feeds that blood to the wing, I guess. I mean, if you don't know what you're doing, I might have made, can you imagine making terrible mistake like that? But anyway, I'm absolutely amazed because Lala was really quite well behaved. A friend of the good lady, a friend of Christina's, came to see us there. She has parrots as well. And Lala was good. And what's more, she's been in a very good mood ever since she got back. Which is really strange. And Paquita just did the one wing, and she gave good advice. She says, by the way, you know, when you get home for a while, when you take her out of the cage, put her on the floor, because if she tries to fly from the top of the cage, she'll be going in all sorts of directions. And we're doing that. She's putting her on the floor. She follows me around like having a little sheep. But yeah, so that was an exciting day. So Paquita, thanks very much for that. And if you're ever over that way, I'll have to look up the address for you. It's not far. It's very, very quick to get on the Northern Corridor from there as well. It's in like a sort of strip mall. And it is busy. Trying to find a parking space. Everybody's got their elbows out. Anyway, we made it. That's the main thing. Time on the Breakfast Show. This is Moon Taxi. It's called Let the Record Play. Tell you, it seems just like yesterday, but it wasn't. It was 1984, 2nd of April 1984. I Want to Break Free was released from, of course, Queen. It was written by their bassist, John Deacon, and appears also on the album The Works of 1984, and was released in three versions, album, single, and extended. And of course, became a staple of the band's during their 1984 to 85 Works tour, and also their 1986 Magic tour. Take us up to the top of the hour. Sandy. From Air Supply.
Left stranded on this warm July, and the boys from the casino dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore, chasing all them silly New York virgins by the score.
Oh, Sandy, the aurora is rising behind. She won't set herself on fire for me anymore. Did you hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie? But tell the fortunes better than they do. For me, this boardwalk life's through. You ought to quit this scene too. Oh, Sandy, the aurora is rising behind. I love you forever. Oh, I mean it, Sandy girl.
escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
We've got to find the answer right now.
There we go, that's our Lisa from up north in United Kingdom there. Lisa Springsfield, live together. 17 minutes after 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Here is George Michael. Do you really want to know? Depends what the question is, really. That's it, yes, George Michael. Got the Michael right, but in the completely wrong place. George Michael, and Do You Really Want to Know? Let's say a very good morning to Christopher Bowman. Good morning to you, Christopher. Says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and listeners. Can we please hear Raspberry Beret by Prince?
One, two, three, four.
Go for Christopher this morning. That's Prince and Raspberry Beret. Right, it is time to say a very good morning to Yasmin. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Happy Monday.
It is indeed. Happy Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely Monday.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I didn't mention to you earlier, somebody asked me the other day, what happened to Yaz's room? Because remember, you used to have to walk down the corridor. So what happened to you? Well, we had to save money.
Okay, so I think you are more lazy now.
Yeah, so we had to, yeah, I got lazy, so we moved up here into the, and we rented the room out to the parrot.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. Yeah, of course, she's here with us this morning. She's not in the suit, she's in her room.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was nice.
Good.
I went to a school in Chepo.
Okay.
For the Good Deeds Day.
Oh, you did Good Deeds.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Good Deed Days was on Sunday.
Right.
But we went on Saturday to do this event.
Mm-hmm.
With Fundación Oídos Vivir.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
We did some hearing tests for all the...
that's right. Yes, yes, Giovanna mentioned that.
Uh-huh, for all the kids of that school.
Mm-hmm.
In Chepo.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very nice.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Oh, that's a lovely thing. I didn't know it was Good Deeds Day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. What a shame, I missed out. And nobody did any for me anyway, so...
I told you on Friday, you didn't pay attention.
Well, Haku's talking. Name me one song I played today.
Yeah, that was yesterday, so all the foundations and businesses were busy yesterday and on Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a good time. I mentioned earlier on, we had a good time last night because... Paul Dixon, from over there in South London, is still here in Panama. They're leaving tomorrow, they're going back.
Oh, so sad.
It is. But they've been here quite a while. It's been really nice to have them here.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be back, I'm sure.
And I have to say thank you for the gift they gave me.
You did, yes. I mentioned it to them last night.
Yeah, I sent Maria a shot, but she never saw it.
Well, she will probably when she gets back to England.
Oh, yes, probably. I guess her cell phone was there while she was here.
But No, I had it was a good, night, lovely crowd. Met some of their friends, Captain Allard, Orlando Allard. He's very big in USMA, you know, the school, the university. Yeah. He's really accomplished. Well, so is Maria. Maria does some amazing stuff. Especially for the shipfarers. We're talking about some of the shipfarers that got stuck and, you know, it's just a shame because they're, you know, nobody really looks after them. Maria does. She does a great job. So, no, it's lovely to have them. As I said, you know, what the difference it makes in a way is because, you know, we speak about Paul quite often. He listens to us most days. And so the difference is that, you know, we've met and we've been out for dinner a couple of times, lunch and a dinner. And so you're not just a listener now, you're a friend. It's, you know,
exactly.
Made lots of friends, which is all really nice. Yes. So lovely, lovely day. You're saying they were there with their families. There was also another, as a very marine, because there was another captain, Aurelio Dutari. He was there. He's great fun. And he remembered Christina for a long time ago when she was at Panama Carrier Corporation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's a long time ago. That's where she was while I was working with her in London. So, yeah. So, anyway, it was a really... And they were there with their families, which was all rather nice. Very, very enjoyable.
Wow, very nice.
So, yeah, thank you for that. And so we took Lala to see Paquita. On that was quite a journey, going to San Miguelito. But this strip mall where they were, you know, it's just a... It was jam-packed with, you know, and I said to her, is it like this in the week? She says, yeah.
But where is exactly? At Brisas, I guess.
You're asking me.
Where it's at Brisas, I guess. Brisas del Golf? No?
Yeah, it's very, very close. Yeah. It's and in fact, when we came, because Waze took us on Corridor Sur and then across that way past the stadium.
Rommel.
And in that way. And then when we left, it directed us just up to the Corridor Norte and back that way. And it's very, very close to the end of the Corridor Norte. It's busy over there.
Yeah, I think it's a new area because I've never been there.
No, Christina said, you know, there's a lot of development over there. Because when we went to... Remember we went to that fair they had about electric cars? And there were some people there from real estate and they had this... plot, this plan of this new estate they were building. And that was in over there, Christina said, that's in where we, close to where we went on Saturday.
Okay.
And you know, there's this business with the water shortages in certain areas. There's not enough water. And I can't get my head around the fact because Edan, which is it's their thing, if I remember rightly, didn't they cut their budget? You know, and they complain about the water. But the thing is, what I don't understand, if you're going to build an apartment block or you're going to build a housing complex like this one, and when you present the plans, this should go to all these different authorities.
Exactly.
The AAUD, the water company, all these people that provide services. And if you want to build it, then you have to pay for the infrastructure to accommodate it. And they don't do that.
And make sure that they're going to be able to have all the...
Exactly, before they're allowed to build.
Exactly.
But, you know, and then they turn around and they're blaming Edan when they cut their budget. It just doesn't make sense.
Yes.
There's no rhyme or reason nor logic. So anyway, that was my weekend. And we went to a concert at the Palacio Bolivar. In the old town. I'd never been in there before. It's quite something.
Yeah, I like that building.
You know, and it's all covered. The center's all covered. Covered in. It's really,
yeah.
Quite something.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
And then we had a little, it was like a quintet, I guess. It was really, yeah, I think it was a quintet.
You didn't count then.
I didn't count. There weren't many, but... but it must have been five or six. And they gave us a Mozart concert and violin and cello.
Oh, that's nice.
And it was beautiful. It was, it was an excellent, excellent evening. So a big thank you to the invite from the GLOP, the Grand Lodge of Panama.
Oh.
That was very nice.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I had a busy weekend, but it all went really well because I played dice on Saturday lunchtime, as usual, when I got back from San Miguelito. And you see they're going to close Corridor Norte, parts of it.
This week.
This week? Is that silly?
Yes, it is.
I mean, this is a major artery for people getting in and out of the city, and they're closing it for people to race bicycles.
They think we are a huge city with a lot of roads.
That's exactly, yeah. So anyway, and Lala agrees. She has to go over to San Miguelito to see the doctor now, and she's saying, you know, too much traffic. Who we got born on this day in music? Has anybody?
Oh, yes. Let's talk about Michael Sambello.
Oh, okay. Yes, indeed. He's a bit of a maniac.
He was born in 1954, American Grammy Award winning and Oscar nominated singer, musician, and songwriter, who had the 1983 U.S. number one single, Maniac, which featured in the film Flashdance.
It did.
I love that movie.
It was good. Mm-hmm. Some of the classics are good, aren't they?
Yes.
I remember the classics. I don't remember anything else. There we go, Michael Sambello there, and Maniac. Great song.
Oh. Yes, I love it.
And Lala liked that one.
Yes.
She was popping away. what are you going to do with yourself today?
Oh, today just work.
Oh, just work. That's mm-hmm. all. Nothing mm-hmm. else.
Maybe some exercise.
Oh, why?
Because we need that.
Why?
Because, yes.
There's no rhyme nor reason. Yes. And how's the rest of your week? I mean, have you got a busy week this week? Is it all your invites?
Not for now. I got just like a seminar on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
That's at the convention center. And then on Friday, it's an event at Multiplaza.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a virtual event on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday, there's another event.
Oh, is that all?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Just really, I mean, there's virtually every day, for heaven's sake.
This week is like everything in at night or evening.
Oh, okay.
Know? Not during the day, so mm-hmm. we'll see.
Okay. Oh, good. Well, it keeps you busy.
Mm-hmm.
So, just work today. Done the supermarket already?
Yes, I did yesterday.
You did that yesterday. Mm-hmm. You used to do it on Mondays. It's now Sundays, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
How's Ian doing? How was his weekend?
Oh, he's fine.
Out partying?
No, he's what? Always enjoying the volleyball.
Oh, okay. Oh, games. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. And still playing the sax?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Good. Keep that's it up. It. Yes. Mm-hmm. Get yes. the whip out. Right, who's the other person born on this day in music?
Uh-huh. The next one is Pete Shelley.
Oh, okay.
He was born in 1955.
Mm-hmm.
English singer, songwriter, and guitarist from punk rock band Buzzcocks.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know them?
I will do in a minute.
Who had the 1978 UK number 12 single, Ever Falling in Love with Someone You Shouldn't.
Oh, okay.
They made their first appearance in 1976 in Manchester, opening for the Sex Pistols. Shelley also had a solo career. His song, Homo Sapiens, charted in the US 1981.
Okay, well here he is with the Buzzcocks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, ever fallen in love with someone you shouldn't have?
Okay.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, there we go. Yes, that's it. That's the Buzzcocks. And ever fallen in love with someone you shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah, it was.
I don't remember that.
No, me neither. I don't think I played it.
Mm-hmm.
It was lively.
Mm-hmm.
I was bopping.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you say I don't get exercise. See me tapping my feet. Oh, yes. Well, off you go and do your workout and your work and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
I've got a meeting tonight, so I've got to
get
ready for that. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well, look, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll be together again tomorrow, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to annoy everybody.
We'll
be able to annoy everybody from 7 o'clock tomorrow as well. Really cool, you know. All right, guys.
Bye.
Have a great Monday.
Thank you.
Good morning to Cedric. Have you got Time After Time by Matt Monro? If so, could you hear it? Of course you can.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that to be loving you.
There we go, following on from Matt Monro and Time After Time for Cedric this morning. He also asked if I had Exodus by Engelbert Humperdinck. No, I didn't. But that's the version I remember listening to as a kid, and that came out in 1961. The theme of Exodus, it was composed and originally performed by Ernest Gold, and it serves as the main theme song to Otto Preminger's epic film, Exodus. And that's based on the 1958 novel of the same name by Leon Uris, which tells the story of founding of the modern state of Israel. The song was released on the soundtrack album for the picture, and that did all the music, by the way, for the film was written by Ernest Gold, and who won both Best Soundtrack Album and Song of the Year at the 1961 Grammy Awards. Covered by quite a few people over the years. Following its initial film appearance, it had been recorded by many artists in both instrumental and vocal versions, and has also appeared in a number of subsequent films and television programs as well. Now, the best-known cover version of the theme is an instrumental version, and that's the one we just played. This version was accompanied by the London Symphony Orchestra. That was Tisha Ferranti, and Tisha made number one on the US Cashbox Top 100, number two on the Billboard Hot 100, and this was in January of 1961, number six in the United Kingdom in April of 1961, number two on the Australian Kent Music Report as well, and also reached number one in New Zealand. So there we go. That was it. That was the top of the charts. That's the type of music we listened to back then, 1961. Now, let me see. What have I got for you next musically? How's about Cool and the Gang? Take us towards the end of this morning's program. And Too Hot.
At 17 we fell in love, high school sweetheart. Love was so brand new. We took the vows of man and wife, forever for life. I remember how we made our way, a little patience, the time we prayed. Can't imagine that this love is true. It's too hot, baby. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot, it's too hot, baby. We gotta cool the sandals, what a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love, oh my love. Took the time to stop and feel the need. Funny how those years go by, changing you and changing me. I remember love's fever in our hearts more and in our minds. I can't imagine that this love is true. Shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot, too hot, baby. We gotta cool the sandals, what a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love.
Oh, there we go. Yes, there we go. That is Cool and a Gang and Too Hot, which is what I'm sure it is outside. But I'm not going out for quite some time. I'm not going out till this evening. Anyway, big thanks go out this morning to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid. She's still up there in Florida and doing some wonderful stuff, looking after her family, her parents up there. So big thanks to Ingrid, of course. Big thanks to Lala, making sure she gets her little piece in, and to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, does all our social media, etc., etc. And if you want to join us here on this morning's Breakfast Show, perhaps as an advertiser or sponsor, if you just want to have a word with Yasmin, you can WhatsApp us on 677-18822, 677-18822. Always lovely to hear from you. By the way, anything you post on there pops up on the screen in front of us when we're doing the programme, so you can always chat with us then as well. So thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, gets a lot of our background information here on The Breakfast Show. He's over there in Windsor in the UK. The boys and girls from Group of Guard will keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM, with me, Jerry D. Now remember, have a great day. Whatever it is you're going to do, do it carefully, because tomorrow at 7, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.